Here's a number to sit with. 150 feet. That's shorter than the wingspan of a big airliner. It's about half a football field, goal line to 50. And there is a company that says it can put a 9-passenger airplane into the air and back onto the ground in exactly that much space, loaded. With people in the seats, I'm Vector, and this is Clear Direct on Radio Hangar. Today, we're going to pull apart one of the more interesting airframes in development right now, the Electra EL9 Ultra Short. Because it isn't an electric airplane, exactly, and it isn't a normal airplane either. It's something in between, and the engineering choices behind it tell you a lot about where this whole industry is actually heading. Let's break this down. Before we go further, this segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones. First solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI, the whole journey, in a coin you can actually hold. Beautifully made, built to last, and honestly, a better way to remember the day than another logbook stamp. That's AviationSoul.com. So let's start with the word that gets thrown around and rarely explained. ESTOL. It stands for Electric Short Takeoff and Landing. And the key idea, the whole reason this category exists, is that most of aviation's exciting new ideas have a runway problem. Think about it. Everybody wants to fly into the places that don't have big airports. Small towns, islands, a field on the edge of a city. The catch is that a conventional airplane big enough to carry 9 people needs real pavement to get airborne. 2,500 feet. 3,000. That runway is the thing that forces you out to the airport on the edge of town, the one that's a 40-minute drive from where you actually wanted to go. Now, the other camp trying to solve this is the eVTOL crowd, electric vertical takeoff and landing, the air taxi companies, and a vertical liftoff sounds like the obvious answer. Go straight up, no runway needed at all. But here's what most people miss about vertical flight. Hovering is brutally expensive in energy terms. When you lift straight up, every ounce of thrust is fighting gravity directly, and you're getting no help from the wing, because the wing only works when air is moving fast across it. So a pure vertical machine burns enormous power in the exact phase of flight where an electric aircraft is weakest, at takeoff, with a full battery load and the least margin. Electra looked at that trade-off and made a different bet. They said, "We don't need to go straight up. We just need to go up steeply and use almost no ground to do it. Keep the wing, keep the efficiency of forward flight. Just make the takeoff and landing distances shrink to almost nothing." And the way they do that is a piece of aerodynamics that's actually decades old, dusted off, and finally made practical by electric motors. It's called blown lift. Here's the physics in pilot terms. Your wing makes lift as a function of how fast air moves over it. That's why you rotate at a speed, not at a moment. Below that speed, the wing simply isn't producing enough lift to fly. And if you pull anyway, you stall. Blown lift cheats that relationship. Instead of waiting for the whole airplane to speed up so air flows over the wing, you mount the propellers right in front of the wing and flaps, and you use the propeller wash itself to blast high-speed air across the top of the wing and down over the deflected flaps. The wing doesn't know the airplane is barely moving. It only knows that fast air is flowing over it, so it keeps making lift at a crawl on the EL9. There are 8 electric motors spread across the leading edge of the wing. 8 small propellers blowing across the entire span, drop the big flaps down into that blast of air, and the whole wing becomes a lift machine at speeds where a normal airplane would have quit flying long ago. That's how you get an approach speed low enough and a stall speed low enough to touch down and stop in 150 feet. The data tells an interesting story here. Electra flew a 2-seat technology demonstrator, and in testing it, got off the ground in numbers that sound made up. Takeoff rolls measured in the low hundreds of feet, sometimes less. They put a real airplane in the air and showed the blown wing works. That matters because this industry is full of beautiful renderings and empty hangars, and a flying demonstrator is the difference between a physics claim and a slide deck. Now let's talk about the part that makes Electra genuinely clever and also genuinely honest about the limits of batteries today. Because the EL9 is not a battery airplane. It's a hybrid. There's a small turbine engine on board, but it is not connected to a propeller. It never drives the airplane directly. Its only job is to spin a generator and make electricity. That electricity charges the battery and feeds the 8 motors. It's the same basic idea as a diesel-electric locomotive or one of those range-extended electric cars where a little gas engine just tops up the battery. The engine runs at one steady, efficient speed, and the electric motors do the actual flying. Here's why that architecture is smart. A pure electric 9-seater with today's battery energy density would have a range measured in a few dozen miles, and it would spend hours on the ground charging between flights. That's not a business. That's a science project. By carrying a small generator and burning a modest amount of fuel, Electra sidesteps the battery's biggest weakness, which is that it just doesn't hold enough energy per pound yet. The company is talking about ranges in the low hundreds of nautical miles carrying 9 passengers and turnaround times measured in minutes, because you refuel like a normal airplane instead of waiting on a charger. And the emissions and noise story is still a real improvement, because that turbine is small, it runs at a constant optimized power setting, and it's decoupled from the thrust. The airplane is dramatically quieter than a conventional turboprop, especially on takeoff and landing over a neighborhood, because 8 small slow-turning propellers make far less noise than one big one clawing for altitude. So that's the promise. A 9-seat airplane, whisper quiet, that operates out of a soccer field, a corporate helipad footprint, or a 200-foot strip of grass, and connects small communities without needing an airport at all. Now let me do the thing I always try to do on this show, which is tell you the honest other side, because none of this is free. First problem, blown lift is powerful, but it makes you dependent on the propellers for lift, not just thrust. On a normal airplane, if the engine quits, you still have a wing and you glide. On a deeply blown wing airplane in a slow, steep, short field approach, a sudden loss of propeller thrust doesn't just cost you speed, it costs you lift, right now, close to the ground. So the entire design has to be built around distributed propulsion, which is actually the safety answer. 8 motors instead of 1. Lose 1, or even 2, and the others keep the air flowing over the wing. Redundancy is the whole point. But certifying that, proving to the Federal Aviation Administration that the airplane stays controllable and keeps flying through motor failures at the worst possible moment, that is hard, expensive, and slow. That's the real long pole in the tent. Second problem. It's a hybrid, which means it carries the complexity of 2 propulsion worlds at once. A turbine, a generator, power electronics, batteries, and 8 motors. Every one of those is a thing that can fail, a thing that needs cooling, a thing that adds weight and maintenance. Simplicity is a virtue in aviation, and a hybrid electric distributed propulsion airplane is not simple. Electra is betting that the operational payoff, the short fields and the quiet and the low fuel burn, is worth carrying all that machinery. That's a real bet, not a sure thing. Third, the honest timeline. And this is where I want you to keep your skepticism holstered but loaded. Electra is talking about entering service late in this decade, aiming at certification in the window around 2029. Take any date like that and give it room. New propulsion architectures always meet the FAA's certification machine and slow down, because the rulebook for a blown wing hybrid with 8 motors is still partly being written. That's not a knock on the company, it's just the physics of paperwork. Nobody in this new propulsion space has hit their first date. Plan accordingly. So who is actually building this, and why should you take them seriously? Electra is out of the Washington, D.C. area, founded by John Langford, who some of you know as the man behind Aurora Flight Sciences, the company that built Sirius autonomous and experimental aircraft for years before Boeing bought it. This is not a couple of software people who've never bent metal. The demonstrator flew, the blown wing data is real, and the customer list, the letters of intent for hundreds of airframes, includes regional operators and air mobility companies who want exactly this, an airplane that turns a parking lot into an airport. And here's the part I find most interesting as an engineer. Electra didn't try to invent a brand new law of physics. Blown lift was studied by NASA and the military back in the middle of the last century. The idea was sound then. What was missing was a clean, light, reliable way to put a lot of small propellers exactly where you needed them across the wing and spin each one precisely. Piston and turbine engines couldn't do that. Electric motors can. So the real innovation here isn't the aerodynamics. It's that the electric motor finally made a 60-year-old good idea buildable. That's a pattern worth watching across all of this. The batteries get the headlines, but the quiet revolution is the electric motor itself, small, light, controllable, and easy to put anywhere on an airframe. That single component is unlocking wing shapes and propulsion layouts that were impossible when every propeller had to bolt directly to a heavy, complicated engine. So where does that leave us? The EL9 Ultra Short is not vaporware. There's a flying demonstrator behind it and a real design team. It's also not a solved problem. The certification road for a blown wing hybrid is long, the machinery is complex, and the dates will slip. But the core idea is genuinely sound. Use forward flight instead of hovering. Use the propellers to make the wing work at a crawl, and use a small generator to paper over the battery's weakness until battery chemistry catches up. That's not hype. That's engineering that respects the trade-offs. If it works, the thing it changes isn't the airport. It's your mental map of where an airplane can go. 150 feet of grass becomes a destination. My thanks to Electra's own published flight test data and to the reporting from the aviation trade press that's been tracking this program for the numbers behind today's breakdown. You can find more on this and the rest of the show at radiohangar.com. I'm Vector. Keep looking at how the thing actually works. That's usually where the real story is. See you next time on Clear Direct.